Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Dia.
Hi, Rana.
How are you, Dia?
I'm good. How are you? I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm excited because it's time for another edition of our classic cliffhangers.
That's right. Starring Sylvester Stallone in spandex.
In bike shorts.
And Jeanine Turner in anything.
That might have been the last moment before his upper body completely tipped the scale with his lower body in terms of what he was willing to work on at the gym.
Yes, he became a real V.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cliffhanger was the last moment. He was always edging in that direction.
Yes. But that was sort of like that's what he was hanging on to.
Yes. Yeah. Cliffhanger.
Exactly.
Pardon me, though. Today's cliffhangers are downright dirty.
Well, you want to know how other people use cliffhangers, Rana? Did you know that it also meant when someone's feet hang over their sandals?
No, I did not know that.
Apparently,
who told you that?
RuPaul's Drag Race.
I always talk about people's claws or the talons. When
yes,
I see
so
something
it's that
like
idea.
That.
But with, if like someone's like for a drag queen, I assume it's for everybody. But if their feet hang over their shoes a little bit,
or their high heels, they push through. Oh God, oh, that is the. I have to say that is one of my.
I knew that was
going to
really
peeps.
Bother you.
I knew that was going to bother you. So listen, we want people to pour themselves a Negrana, which
please.
We assume they've ordered at this point at Negrana.com.
Right. And assume there's some left at this point.
Pardon
Negrana.com, excuse me.
Yeah, or excuse cozy me, up with me. A cup of Shades of Vanilla Carriage House Blend, pardon me.
Shades of V, AskRanaCoffee.com.
Settle right in.
Yeah.
This first cliffhanger today?
Yes.
This was maybe our greatest cliffhanger of all time.
This was a real...
The twists, the turns.
Honestly, it's one of those that you just didn't know who to root for by the end of it. No.
Well, we did.
We firmly
knew who to root for at the end of this, and I think people will be surprised. But people who really know us won't be surprised. But
this is an unusual thing that happened to somebody, and the way the person responded was psycho.
This was from Free Feed 80 with Jamie Loftus, who, by the way, her Kathy podcast is out now.
Oh, really?
I think it's called the Ack Cast. I might
Fabulous.
Be wrong, but look it up. Her Kathy
I was looking
Goose
forward to
White,
that, so I will.
Is out now and all about the Kathy cartoons. And this letter writer was absolutely determined to make a mystery mountain out of a molehill, pardon
No
me.
Kidding.
When the potential for a third in her relationship ghosted her, pardon me.
Yes.
I wish it was that straightforward. This is absolutely one of my all-time favorites. Let's roll it. That's my great story. Should we wrap it up? Is the episode over?
It's pretty good, Ron. I don't see how we can beat it.
How could we go get any
well,
better?
Well, we actually can.
Actually, we can.
Yes.
Because this is... Bonkers bonks you out in the form of a question.
I got to tell you, Rana, this is already in a future classic cliffhanger, no question. And it already is a cliffhanger Hall of Famer, for sure.
I couldn't agree more.
Yeah. And we haven't even answered it yet.
The only question that beats this question for me right now is the father-in-law that was smoking in the bathroom.
Right, that's a goat, for sure.
That's also in the pantheon of top 10.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Dear Ron O'Brien and esteemed guest.
Come on.
Your show has been such a delightful discovery. I started listening in the fall and went back to the beginning to get caught up. Thanks for the great advice and levity.
Very nice.
This person seems very normal so far.
So far. And also, you're throwing some big words out in the first couple sentences.
We got some terrific reviews, by the way, on iTunes. I never look at it. And today I looked at it for some reason. And we got a great, we'll read them on the free feed, but we're starting to get some terrific reviews from people that realize just how appalling it is that they had not paused before and rated the show.
Thank goodness.
They don't even have to write a review. I don't want to tell them that because I don't want to discourage them.
I will say this though. The rule applies on the reviews. You can just rate it. You can just subscribe. You can just write a headline.
Yeah.
You can write 5 words in the body, 0 words in the body, or 5,000 words in the body. That is a place where a word count isn't applied.
That
you
is
can write
so true.
Anything you like.
Yeah. I am a 36-year-old married woman in an ethically non-monogamous relationship with my husband. We've been together 13 years, and about 5 years ago, we decided to try opening our relationship for friends with benefits. Okay. Remember that.
Friends with benefits, opening up, and ethically non-monogamous, which means that everyone knows the deal.
But I remember when we read this on the free feed, so I'm underlining friends with benefits. That's what they said the rules were, okay? That's what they were looking for.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
Suffice it to say, so meaning you can't have a boyfriend or a girlfriend, I guess, but you can have a fling.
Keep it casual with someone who's not a total stranger, maybe? I don't know.
Yeah. Suffice it to say, there have been some fits and starts, but overall, we've really enjoyed what it's brought to our relationship. It's amazing how honest you need to be in order to make it work, and we communicate much better than we did before we decided to make the change.
Good.
Okay. We've ebbed and flowed with how actively we've sought another couple or single special guest star, depending on our lives. We have a toddler, so we weren't very active the past few years, and now getting back out there. Okay. I met a young man on an app that is designed for non-monogamous couples and singles to meet each other. Field. I haven't heard of this. Have you?
Me neither. F-E-E-L-D, if memory serves.
Yeah, if anyone wants to sign up.
There you go.
And we have an offer code, Ask Rana, for 15% off.
Absolutely.
It sounds like a massage app, to be honest with you.
Field. Maybe it's a thing of playing the field
feeling it yourself and playing the field.
Yeah. Correct.
And we had a month of daily meandering chats that covered the general friend getting to know you stuff, some deeper conversation on our lives, and some technical discussions of kinks and interests. We really hit it off. After one of us makes initial contact with someone, we loop in the other to meet the person also. When I tried to do this, the field guy was not very interested in responding to my husband's questions. So I'm to understand that they only see other people together.
That's what it seems like, yeah.
We finally met this gentleman 2 weeks ago. And
but it has to have like a two-prong approval or two-time approval.
Yes, he has to be approved by the co-op board. They should see if Josh Camden is available to look at these apps.
He might be. That's a great... You know, little reception desk area.
He's home with a new baby, so he might have time to go through some of these applications.
Oh, good. He can help me write out. Yeah,
Alana, baby Alana.
Yeah.
She's got a full head of hair. He sent me a picture on Instagram.
For her.
We finally met this gentleman 2 weeks ago, and something odd happened. My husband was chatting with him outside and asked for some clarification on how his open relationship worked. I had only gotten a vague answer on how it had changed over time and that she wasn't dating, but he was. Field guy said he needed to get something from his car and then left without a peep. I love that.
Me too.
I was confused and called him and went down to talk. What are you confused about? He ditched you.
He wasn't interested.
Why would you call someone who ditches you?
He either got spooked or wasn't interested. That's the first weird moment. Not that he ditched you, because people do that in those situations when you're first meeting someone.
It's not acceptable behavior, but it happens.
Absolutely not. It's totally rude. Just say face-to-face you're not into it or whatever.
But this is the rules of the app game.
Absolutely. I am stunned that someone would call someone after that.
and say, excuse me, what did you think you were doing? You met him on an app. What do I know? I've never even been on an app. We should put me on Raya and see what I can catch. All those old men are on Raya catching those young women.
Well, did you see the Ben Affleck thing? I should do the same.
That's what him and Matthew Perry did the same.
Where he was like, unblock me?
Ben Affleck said, it's really me.
That was so upsetting. Yeah.
Yeah. That girl, though, really decided to leverage that. She decided to use that for something.
She did.
And then Matthew Perry was talking to some girl who was 19 and said, am I older than your father? Yeah. It's not great.
How much of a browbeating do you think Raya got from those teams?
From who?
Matthew Perry's team. And exactly. Do you think they were like, this site's supposed to be da-da-da-da-da?
How can they control it?
Yeah, I guess they can't.
Somebody does a screen capture. How can you control it?
Yep.
It's TikTok. That's the problem. Everybody wants to put a TikTok about the moment that happened to them.
It's true. That's something that I think I would show my friends, but not the world. Do you know what I mean?
It's always curious when people decide to show. I love seeing them, but it's always curious. There's always a motivation when people show something to the world.
Right.
That isn't a dance.
But the motivation is like Celebrity Big Brother. Like that's the most you can get from something like that. But I guess it's worth it.
I guess we'll see. Kim Kardashian had a sex tape, but look at her now.
It's true.
She wasn't
But Kim Kardashian also had Kris Jenner.
Yes, but she was also organizing Paris Hilton's closet.
Certainly was.
Yeah. We had an exchange where he said he wasn't feeling comfortable with the group dynamic. Okay. I said I understood and he was going to leave. Prior to going, he asked if he could smell my foot.
Right. This letter's so absolutely crazy that I forgot about that part.
I couldn't be more on his side in all of this.
He's getting what he wants. He's acting on instinct at every turn. He's like, I'm out or give me that foot.
As long as you're down, you came down here. You must want something. I'll take a sniff of that foot. I've got nothing to lose.
Yep.
He had previously admitted liking the smell of feet. And I was neutral to the whole thing. So figured, why not?
Great.
This letter. I don't need Lawrence writing to us from Canada to tell me that's a fake, okay? So he goes
Stay in
home.
Your seat, Lawrence.
And we continue our chatting over the next week. Why? Okay. The past weekend, I was talking with another guy who also said he and his wife are solo poly, meaning that one dates and the other doesn't. He then shared a Facebook post she'd made about their experience. She was in a group for that specific type of relationship, and I thought it was interesting. So I sent the info to the field guy saying maybe his lady would find it interesting as a resource. What? What?
I know. It's a lot of communication for someone who just was like, I don't have time for this, but I guess I'll smell your foot. Bye.
Why are you the president of the PTA making sure everybody has the right flyers and information?
I think maybe she enjoyed that foot thing.
He was cute. That's what happened.
There was something about him that she liked.
He got what he wanted. She didn't get what she wanted. And she wanted to sleep with him.
Correct.
Or whatever she wanted to do with him. He reads my message and says nothing. The next day, he unfriends me on Snapchat, disconnects on field, and blocks my number.
Okay. So there's a 1, 2, 3 of not interested, not available, never contact me again, changing my identity.
They did chat after the foot sniff. Maybe he thought he was going to get another sniff.
That's true.
I am flabbergasted. Really? Based on how it had been going until I put it all together. He avoided my husband's texts asking about his girlfriend. He literally ran away when asked in person. And then apparently my interest in sharing a resource was the last straw of resource. I love that. It appears he was doing this without her knowing, and he used me to cheat and smell my feet to boot. And that wasn't all he had wanted to do either, had the night gone off as planned.
I wish this fight was taking place in a Starbucks and that I was watching it. I wish she was saying these things out loud to him.
I couldn't agree more. And that we had camera footage of them having the foot sniff by the dumpster.
You're never going to smell these feet again.
It really irritated me because we had a conversation specifically about ghosting and agreed we liked actual communication and honesty. Ha! Huh.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Quick reminder, sweetheart. He's not your husband. Your husband's your husband.
Right.
He's just
someone
the foot
you don't
sniffer.
Know who is going to say what he needs to say to get what he wants, like everyone else online.
He's a foot sniffer.
Yeah. And he can't come out of the gate with that.
He so, did. So, well, you know, well, you're right. No, you're right. He spent weeks buttering her up. And then got her in person. He went for it.
It's like anyone trying to get you on board with a fetish. Like the guy who wanted to have sex in parking lots next to cars that were parked.
Yeah.
It's sort of like, wouldn't that be sort of a gas if we did this? And then it's like, oh, but no, I want to do it every time.
Yeah. Yes. They've already reached their threshold and their what they were looking for. So right. What are they going to go pussyfoot exactly. around, pardon the expression.
Yeah.
In your apartment. Over. Oh, I guess he didn't do his laundry. Maybe his apartment was messy. Maybe he had a roommate. Maybe he just wanted to have sex between two guys in Toronto. Okay. Right. So in my annoyance, I decided to do some friendly internet sleuthing to see if I could find him and contemplate outing him to his unsuspecting girlfriend. He doesn't have a girlfriend. And if he does, it doesn't matter.
Right. Also, what did he even do?
It's what
are you going to bust him on?
That's exactly it. It's what he didn't do.
I guess so.
Oh, right. Well, no, that she doesn't know. Maybe he has a girlfriend that doesn't know. Basically, I think
that insinuation he's on the site at all.
Is he told her he was in a open relationship and the right. girlfriend doesn't know.
He's That's, not ethically poly.
No, exactly. Right. Exactly.
Got it.
If he's poly at all.
Right.
He may just be mono. He
may just be a cheater.
Yeah. Or he may not be in a relationship.
Right, that's true too.
Or he's not with a woman that's letting him sniff her feet, I suppose. Mm-hmm. Or he's tired of he doesn't like the smell.
Yeah.
While out for our initial meeting, he bragged he couldn't be internet stalked because he shares a name with a celebrity. That's what I'm dying to know.
Me too.
Well, sorry, field guy, but you can. He also apparently shares his name with someone else important, his dad, who owns a local optical shop. So here's my question.
I hope the name is Tommy Toon. That's all I'll say.
Tommy Bahama.
Yeah.
So here's my question. What do I do with this information? What information? Right.
She may know the father. She may know the son. By the way, I'm all about internet sleuthing. I think you stop it right there. But I'm all about finding information out about people, but then don't do anything with it.
The information actually is he's a dishonest person who is on the poly app, but yeah. not telling the people in his life. I think that is the information.
Who got too scared to hook up with you.
Yeah.
And maybe it's because he felt guilty.
Yeah. I am trying to tamp down the desire to get back at the scoundrel for bringing me into his fold under false pretenses.
Honey.
For some reason, it offends my sensibilities more for a person to claim their partner knows over an old-fashioned behind-the-back cheater. Well, what do you think a cheater does? A cheater tells you one thing and tells the other.
Of course.
That's the same person.
Who hooks up with someone by saying, I'm a real piece of shit and a liar? So,
is that how you rope people in? Just exactly. So you know, I'm a cheat.
I'm
and
a
cad.
I'll tell you one thing, and everything I say is a lie tonight.
I just think that's hysterical. Those two things are the same thing. They can be the same thing.
Not to mention he hasn't. Anyway, continue.
For a person to claim their partner knows over an old-fashioned behind-the-back cheater. What do you think? A cheater doesn't tell you their partner doesn't know? Do I toy with him? Do I pretend to need glasses and discover it's the dad of the guy I dated?
Flawless.
First of all, you didn't date anybody.
Yeah, you didn't date anybody.
hoping he mentions it and makes him supremely uncomfortable. I want to get one thing straight for every person listening. If you have only seen a person in the flesh one time, mm-hmm. I don't care how much you speak on the internet, et cetera, et cetera.
I agree.
You are not dating, okay? No. You need to see a human in person, I would say, a minimum of three times.
It changes everything. You can have the sexiest, loveliest, most in-touch conversation with someone online. And when you meet someone, there is such a thing as physical chemistry. There is such a thing as pheromone. I mean, it changes everything.
Hoping he mentions it and makes him supremely uncomfortable? Do I tell the dad his son referred me? Now, you're a liar, by the way. And that I'm worried his dog is really sick because I haven't heard from him? What does that mean? There are a lot of options. And Brian, I especially need your wisdom.
Well, there's no question you should go to the optical store and say you have bad eyes. That for sure. I'm not kidding. Do that.
Signed, Meg. Feel free to use my name.
Honey, Meg wants to be found.
What an exhibitionist.
Meg is here
Meg
to
is.
Be found.
Yes, she is. What an exhibitionist.
Meg,
now that was
are.
More that was more commentary than we normally give it as in a letter, but I could not control
myself.
There
were so many moving parts, and it was outrageous so quickly. And again, none of the outrageousness is the fetish at all. Do what you want, and none of the outrageousness
the
involves
foot sniffing
your poly
is
relationship.
The most normal thing,
thing.
In here, as
totally.
Is the open marriage.
As
not
is
kidding.
The open marriage.
You're not
totally.
Kidding.
Yeah, that's great that you're honest with your partner and you are able to, you have rules for each other. That's no problem there. And also, I don't want to shame anyone for online dating. It's obviously a legitimate, wonderful
sure.
way to meet somebody. You have created an obsession.
Putt. Yeah.
An unhealthy obsession with this person. From from everything you've given us, unless there is something I'm crucially missing, this is none of your business. You don't know if he has a girlfriend. I'm fine with you internet sleuthing a hookup. That's fun. I get it. I'm even fine with you going in the optical store and maybe not saying anything, but just doing a little boots on the ground research. But it ends there. You cannot affect this person's life.
Meg, I have a news flash for you, dear. Lucky you, you're in a marriage. You're married to a guy who doesn't mind being open. That's what you wanted. Meg wants to get what Meg wants all the time.
Sure.
And when Meg doesn't get what Meg wants, in this case, what she was expecting
sure.
from this guy, Meg doesn't like it. And it drives Meg batty. And now, Meg, if I was paying you by the hour, okay, to investigate this guy, how much would I owe you? How many hours have you put in on this?
I got to say, Meg, we bring it up all the time. But Fatal Attraction is essentially the story of two people who had a different perspective on what that relationship was. He does not.
It's true.
He does not think that the stakes are what you think. He is not obsessed with you.
He shouldn't have to.
Of course not.
He met her on an app that the pretext of the app was people that are in relationships, committed relationships,
seeking
make
fun on
room
the side.
For somebody to come in.
Or someone coming in. Yeah.
And somebody coming in is also somebody who's going to go out. The
and
thing
I
that is supposed
this.
To stay solid is the primary relationship.
Correct.
So this had an expiration date on it anyway.
And I will say, maybe this is sexist. Fine.
I hope so.
I will say that most every single man who is on any kind of hookup site is leading with their genitals first and will say whatever it takes to get those genitals off. They're not interested in other words, like, of course, this person probably is lying about his life and what he's looking for. And who knows? He just knows he wants to fucking stick that dick between the big and middle toe. That's what he knows. Or between those 2 feet.
Yeah.
But so I don't know.
Or to never touch you and just masturbate at the sniff of your foot.
Completely.
Yeah.
Completely. But.
And he can't get that at home. And home may be him by himself, and it may be him with her. We don't know.
Not to mention, so many people who aren't at terms with whatever their fetish might be are instantly ashamed about it when they act it out. So he just might be totally embarrassed.
In fairness to him, it's a tough fetish because if your fetish is this or that, you can watch porn on it. But a smell is something that can't translate over the internet.
Oh my God. You're right. It's not a visual thing, really.
You need a sniff. You need to get your hands on a foot.
You're right, because just watching like a foot fetish porn only gets you so far.
Where's that going to get you? That's only if you're visually attracted to feet.
Right.
He wants to sniff feet.
He wants all senses on it.
My favorite moment of the whole letter is the moment where she hunts him back down and says, what was the problem? After he showed zero interest in her husband, clearly didn't want to be in a menage a trois with another man. Mm-hmm. Just wanted this one thing and was looking for people that, I mean, he really shouldn't probably be on this app. He should be on some other kind of app. But because it's complicated with all these dynamics, that's my advice to him if he's listening. But my favorite moment is the moment where he just seizes the day and says, how about a sniff of that foot?
Yep.
If only we were all so present in our lives to get what we want.
It's so difficult. Oprah always says it's so difficult for people to actually say what they want in life. Like they can't say it out loud. They can never say it out loud. It's like you have so much judgment before you say it. He surpassed a mountain of a hurdle just by saying, this is what I need from you.
He also had to work hard to get to that moment. This wasn't nothing. He was chatting with her all day, every day.
It's true.
But it's true. Meg, you said yourself, that was why I said put a pin in friends with benefits.
Yeah.
You're supposed to be mostly in the primary relationship with your husband. Mm-hmm. You're both allowed to do whatever you want. Those are your rules and your boundaries, and you two decide. But this is entering teenage territory a little bit in terms of fantasizing about the connection with this person.
It's a little bit like falling in love with the person you have sex with the first time. Yeah.
Or any person you have sex with.
Or anyone you have great sex with.
There has to be an emotional component for you. Or there has to be a chase. Or there has to be a, you know, problem, whatever it is. And maybe that's just how you built and that's fine. And your primary relationship can weather that. Maybe that is the case, in which case, congratulations, you've found the right partner. But you're not going to have much success on these apps if every interaction turns into Encyclopedia Brown in the case of.
And I think the appeal for entering one of these kinds of relationships for the third person is that there's no pressure, is that they know they're not going to have to be. In other words, like they can enter in and out of this light as a feather, basically.
Also, you said that the app is for people that are either in a relationship or single and don't mind.
Right.
So, okay, maybe he wasn't honest about it, but what haven't you been honest about?
Right.
I'm curious on the app as well.
Not to mention, I'll tell you this. I think maybe you don't want to call him out on something and humiliate him. You really just want to do him, is my guess. Mm-hmm. And so in that case, I would run to the nearest costume store I could find. And it's a bizarre request. You could probably get it on Amazon, Rana.
Yeah, a foot costume.
You dress up as a foot. And you go to his house, you ding-dong ditch. But he sees the end of you, and then he chases you because he will be so blind with desire.
But
he
don't shower for 2 days.
Don't shower for 2 days. And then run. Throw yourself into a footlocker when he's chasing you. And then he'll go in there, pounce on you, and it will be like nothing you've ever experienced.
Fireworks.
If you want the way to his heart, it's got to be through your foot. No doubt.
Brian.
Rana.
Yeah.
I have a question for you.
I'm listening.
Wouldn't it be great if there were a pocket-sized guide that helped you sleep, focus, act, and be better? Other than our podcast. This is a pocket-sized guide. Well, there is. And if you have, let's say, 10 minutes, Headspace can completely transform your life.
I have to say,
Yeah.
As a person who has used Headspace.
Yes.
And particularly at the beginning of the pandemic, it is a absolutely revolutionary app. And a lot of other people have come along since then. Calm, this one, that one.
Sure, sure.
But Headspace is the thing that's incredible about Headspace is the guy that developed this app, the app, Andy, I believe is his name. And I believe he's the voice that you hear. It's an incredible English, calm, very clear voice that you hear on some of their, you know, basic proprietary programs. Mm-hmm. But it's all research-based meditation, programming. Yes. They use clinical research to validate all of their programming, et cetera, et cetera. So it's not just somebody who's saying, oh, yeah, I'm going to, yeah, I'll just throw this out there and see if you like it. They really back it up.
And they make it really simple and accessible in that I think sometimes when you say meditation to people, they think like, oh God, I can't do it. It doesn't work for me. It doesn't work for me. I can't do it. It's going to take too long.
It sounds so intimidating, meditation.
It does sound intimidating, and it absolutely isn't. No. Because
all it is clearing a little time and a little clearing space. Clearing
literally as little as they have an SOS meditation that's 3 minutes long.
Incredible.
It really, even just taking 3 minutes can make you feel so much better. What I love about Headspace is they have those wind down sessions that help you fall asleep. And if you're a parent, they even have morning meditations that you can do with your kids, which, pardon me, helps everybody.
It's terrific. It's really about creating, I mean, it's in the name, Headspace, but it really is about creating this moment in your day where you stop for a moment and you're mindful and you think about the intention, which is checking in with yourself.
Listening to your breath.
What's your mood?
Yeah.
Listening to your breath, trying to let certain thoughts move out of that space. And it really is just a reset. That's all it is. It's hitting
total
a little reset,
reset
button.
Reduces stress, improves sleep, boosts focus,
incredible.
Increases your overall sense of well-being.
Yeah.
And mindfulness just does work, period. You just have to carve literally minutes out of your day, but
and
you can do it on your schedule anytime.
Yeah, and if you don't believe us, you can believe the 600,000 five-star reviews. I wish I could say that about
this
podcast.
We're almost there, Ronnie.
Five stars only.
Yeah.
600,000 five-star reviews, over 60 million downloads. So we have a little offer for our listeners here.
You deserve to feel happier, and Headspace is meditation made simple. Go to headspace.com/askRana.
Yeah.
That's headspace.com/askRana for a free 1 month trial with access to Headspace's full library of meditations for every situation.
Terrific.
This is the best deal offered right now, Rana.
Well, you don't have to tell me. I'm all about giving people the best deal we can. But there's no, honestly, people have had so much stress, so much sleeplessness, so much confusion about what do I want in life? What don't I want in life? Is it going to solve all your problems? No. But is it going to create the space for you to find a new way to tackle some of the things that are going on with you? There couldn't be a better time. And why not do it for free?
Yeah. And there's no way to do it wrong. So just take that intimidation thing out.
Excellent point.
Please head to headspace.com/askRana today.
Attention Carriage House members, Rana here to tell you all about Anchor.fm. Anchor is the fabulous app that we use to create our podcast. And let me tell you something. You can use it to create a podcast of your own. It's totally free. They have these terrific creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer, if you're that sort of person. I have a staff, excuse me. And now you can even add any song from Spotify directly to your episodes, which is pretty fabulous. The possibilities are totally endless. So download the free Anchor app now or go to anchor.fm to get started today. Kiss, kiss.
I want to know how many people signed up for the Field app after this question, Rana.
Oh, I mean.
Either looking for him or looking for themselves.
And did anyone go to his father's optician's just to get a new pair of glasses?
And by the way.
Charlton Heston Optical Shop, but we never found out what his, so remember he had a celebrity alike name?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. In my head, it looked like a clockmaker, but really it was a lens. Well,
pair of glasses.
A pair of glasses. Yeah. I got to say, Rhonda, you know what else I love about this? She asked us, Meg, who wrote in, said, please use my name. I love that too.
Yeah. Oh no, she's a total exhibitionist.
Absolutely.
She let him see it. She let him look at her feet. She let him get a sniff and he got what he came for. And we have and to
then,
admire him for
and
that.
Then she wanted to wreck him.
Oh, she was so steamed about this. I would love to hear an update if there is
please.
One. Yeah.
So our next cliffhanger we originally did with the fabulous Lucia in Yellow co-creator of Hacks,
Padme.
Director of Babysitter's Club.
Padme.
This one, that one.
Padme.
That's how Rhonda would say it. We did this on Free Feed 83. We answered it on Patreon. Ooh, my signature number. Oh, 69.
I really wish you would. Everyone got the message that you're single and it's a Negrana / Brian Summer.
Rhonda,
I wish you'd cool it. You've been twirling your hoodie.
Yeah.
You've been drinking, glopping your smoothie, showing everybody, you know, how great you are at swallowing things. Whatever. Well,
you're foul, Rhonda. You're disgusting, Rhonda.
Anyway, this question was the daughter that wrote to us regarding the father's hygiene problem, which really was
this was sad.
This was a tough moment.
Yeah.
This was a tough moment. But again, I would love to know what came of this. So without further ado.
All right, here we go with this filthy question, literally. Dear Rhonda, Brian, and glorious guest. It was Lucia, but this is Patreon. I'm writing to ask advice about my father, who is an old curmudgeonly man with an intolerable, disgusting personal hygiene problem.
Yeah.
Some background. Myself and my brother are in our late 30s. Our parents divorced when we were very young when our father blew our entire life savings on his mistress. My mother is, and this is in italics, an absolute angel on earth. Recently retired ER nurse who saved lives every day, raised two successful children on her own, put us through college as a single mother, etc. She thought it best to keep our father in our orbit for any sort of salvageable family values, though he wasn't any sort of valuable father figure.
Right.
No child support, no Little League games, nothing of the sort.
Yeah.
Now that we're grown and have our own lives, we're realizing just how much of an absolute mess our father is. But specifically when it comes to personal hygiene.
That list, and we're just realizing.
Yep.
Yeah.
And you're right, no kidding. When we gather for holidays and special occasions. Completely unkempt appearance. Unwashed, uncut, greasy hair, long and dirty fingernails, dirty, ratty, and outgrown clothes, even at my wedding. There is no evidence he uses soap if he even bathes or showers. It's uncomfortable to be within a few feet of him. Riding in the car with him is unbearable. I must fumigate my house after he visits. I cringe when I see him play with my brother's kids. When we, by the way, they're just as filthy as he is. When we first noticed this lack of hygiene a few years ago, I mean, all kids are like cesspools.
Oh, disgusting. Sticky, sticky.
Yes. Coughing in your mouth.
Dirty.
Coughing on your face.
Germ machines. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
When we first noticed this lack of hygiene a few years ago, we would all suggest he needs to show up with clean clothes, washed hair, etc., but he did not take our advice. One year, I bought him new clothes and quality personal hygiene products, but those gifts went entirely unused. Last year, my mother spoke with him about it before Christmas, but he didn't take any action to rectify his appearance or hygiene. I sent him a list of multiple barbershops within blocks of his apartment, but he has yet to make an appointment. How do we discuss this with him to mitigate these uncomfortable and frankly embarrassing issues about his lack of personal hygiene? I don't feel like my mother should have to step in here. She's done enough for our family and should not be responsible for this mess of an ex-husband to abandon her and her family. My brother and I have our own families, homes, and careers to take care of. Responsibilities my father did not have. My brother is working very hard to be the good father that our dad was not, and I can see the disgust in my brother's eyes when our unkempt father walks into the room. And frankly, it's an uncomfortable topic to even bring up to your own father. But I realize an uncomfortable conversation may be necessary, and I'm willing to take that on. But what do I say? Where do I start? My father has only so many good years left, and I think if her family has anything to offer to make him feel like a somewhat decent human after a life of disgrace, it's gatherings and holidays with his kids and grandkids. Though he can at least show up with clean clothes and washed hair, right? Or do we need to just accept that this is the father we have in our lives and this is the kind of person he'll present at every family event? Any advice would be greatly appreciated and utilized. Sincerely, a distraught daughter.
Well, this is a tough one.
Well, because it's probably a mental health issue.
Correct.
Yeah.
That is the beginning, the middle, and the end of the answer to this question.
Yeah, I think so too.
This is a hoarder situation. Mm-hmm. This is the person who you say, oh, maybe I could come over and we could help you clean out your living room. And they say, well, I would love that, but, you know, what am I supposed to do with my plastic dolls? Or, right, you know, right. I need this frying pan, so I don't know what you think we're going to throw out here. Or, yep. You know, whatever. This is a huge, I'm very curious, because in the letter it says, when we noticed this problem a few years ago. So I am curious if there was some sort of additional mental break, or he lost a job, or he had a big fight with someone in the family, or I don't know what, some sort of inciting incident, or if this has just been a slow decline into maybe dementia or something like that. But whatever's going on here, I laughed when you said, I sent him these beauty products and he never used them.
Right.
I sent him the name of a barber and he never called. Why don't you send your dog the name of the groomer too? I mean, it's just right. Not, it's not something he's going to do. Good. It's yeah. Not something he's capable of doing.
Right.
And whatever the correlation between the early life that he led and the way that he treated you as a deadbeat dad and a terrible husband and everything else, there may be a correlation between this mental illness and that. And I can see one. I don't know that it's accurate, but I can see a possibility. But really, these are two separate issues. Mm-hmm. Not for you, because you have to figure out how you feel about him and where you want him in your life and what the place he should hold in your life. But really, whoever he is today really isn't the same guy who walked out on your family 40
years
ago.
And I would say also, the guy who walked out on your family, who did nothing, who you have, it seems like somewhat graciously said, you're getting older, we want you in the family. For that person to hear it now from every single member of your family and not hear you now to do that, I think is not because he's an asshole. I think it's because probably he would want to do anything you'd want at this point. Do you know what I mean? He probably is aware of his lack of any kind of father figure in your life in any way. So the fact that he's like not doing what you have all asked is also very strange to me. I also wonder, and this is only because I saw this movie Saint Maud recently, which is absolutely crazy.
What's that?
It was like one of those like A24 horror movies. Like,
yeah,
you know, so it's like a really stylish director with a strong point of view. And it's about a woman who finds religion very late, or she's in her 20s, but only after living a crazy life, she goes all in on Christianity and starts hurting herself. Like puts nails in her shoes and walks down the street in them. And uh-huh. You know what I mean? Just
cat
self-flagellation
stuff. Yeah,
exactly. There might be some sort of thing that he's punishing himself with, but either way, there's something wrong.
I also think, that's an interesting theory. I also think, potentially again, what do I know? I don't know I don't know this man. Truly. This is really a one for the mental health professionals.
Yeah.
And also he's going to refuse to get that help. So you should just know that now. But I think there is something to the fact that he, as you were saying, has, whether it's buried or on the surface or whatever it is, guilt about leaving the family. And now he's being given this gift of sort of redemption by the family, which is, no matter what you did to us, you were a lousy father. We want you to participate. And now there's the grandchildren, and he's invited to the wedding, and he's invited to all kinds of things. And whatever his original problem is with intimacy, or whether it's, you know, whatever it was that led him to be the deadbeat that he was. Maybe he's born rotten, I have no idea. But whatever that is, this lack of hygiene, whether he realizes it or not, is a way of avoiding intimacy with your family.
Mm-hmm.
He is not capable or feels he doesn't deserve whatever that relationship is that you're offering him.
Yeah.
And he is literally creating space between you and him and his grandchildren, because no one wants to physically come near him. No one wants to hug him, et cetera. Yeah.
I also wonder when the last time you went to his place and took a look around is.
Yeah, I think he must be living in a hoarder's house.
Sure. I would go see what the conditions are and what he's, because I think that could inform a lot. Or if this man is just looking your family in the face and saying, no, I won't do that for you. But I would, I just, that would seem so strange to me that anyone in, within, you know, with any sort of balance would do that.
No, that's an excellent point.
Yeah.
And I think
so I would
if
take
you,
a look around.
If you really are looking for a way forward through this, if you want to give it the try, as you say, you're willing to take on the responsibility, et cetera, of that conversation. This is not as simple as when we say, you know what you do? You write this person a letter, you say this. You sit this person down, you say this. That is not what we do.
Throw them in the shower. Yeah.
You need to talk to, you yourself need to talk to a mental health professional. Mm-hmm. And you need to say, how do I approach this? Because what it really calls for is a very specific intervention. Mm-hmm. With you and your brother sitting down, and possibly your mother. And, you know, you say you want to spare your mother and this and that. She's had a lifetime of this, okay? She's been dealing with this guy for a lifetime. She doesn't really need to be spared. I hate to say it because it's not fair, the hand she's been dealt. But she's also a helper in this world. And
right.
She sees that you're suffering, your brother's suffering, and the relationship is suffering with the kids. So she'd probably not like that to be the case. So I would give her the option of not being part of this if she wants to. But my guess is she also worked in an ER. She's seen people come in. I always think of on ER, Nurse Carol having to give the homeless guy a bath once a month when he would come. You know, that's what we're dealing with here.
Mm-hmm.
And it really requires a family intervention, I think. But a guided intervention.
And something that comes from a place of concern versus a place of, Dad, it's gross. You know what I mean?
This is not something where we say, you're repulsing us and pushing us away and blah, 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 and take care of yourself. And I sent you the names. It's so beyond I sent you the names. This is, we want you to be part of our family. Mm-hmm. It breaks our heart that we can't be closer to you, basically. And how are we going to move forward? And he's either going to be capable or not.
It could even be a weird strain of like OCD or something. You never know, but he needs to be diagnosed, you know?
I agree. And I doubt he's going to want to see a therapist or this or that, but I bet there's either a social worker or a home health aide or something like that. Someone that you could send into the house before Christmas, before whatever, who helps him get to that, you know? Your mother, honestly, through the hospital and through all of that, is going to know the right person to ask about this.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
She will. But at the very least, it's I don't know. I think someone who gives up on themselves that much, either something is you know, yeah, but like we said, there's something going on with him mentally. Or, well, this is also a mental thing. Or he's in some really deep, horrible depression or something. None of this is...
Or pain.
If you take a shower, it's so annoying. Or pain.
And I know it's hard to have sympathy for him after all these years, but
totally.
From your letter, you do.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, that's admirable.
That's right. You want to help. It sounds like you want to help him. So
but this is more serious than he's grousing us out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so too.
I would really love to know what happens, and I wish you luck, and it's going to be difficult, but he will, people only, this is a person is only capable of so much. He's shown you that on every level in his life. And now, you know, it's so, I'm remembering, I can't remember the exact letter, but we had the guy whose father was dying and he wanted to, couldn't decide if he was going to reconcile with him or he wasn't going to reconcile with him. And, you know, unfortunately, the way that these stories, you know, life doesn't get tied up in a bow. Mm-mm. And sometimes you get dealt a crappy hand, and that this is the guy that you have to deal with or not deal with. But it's not, sometimes there just isn't a happy ending. There's just, how do we best deal with this?
Yep.
And unfortunately, I think that's what we have here. And that a lot of your focus should be on how wonderful it is that you and your brother both have obviously been able to move on and have healthy families and do it your way.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Oh, dear.
Good luck. I hope it goes well. I do. I know I said that pretty flat.
No, I just think that this was not one of, that's not a fun one. Let's put it that way.
No, because I think, there's something, I don't know, for an entire family he abandoned to say, we want to be in your life. Can you please also just do this? And for him to refuse is not him being a dick.
And also there's the fury that comes with the fact that no matter what he does, he's always the center of the family.
Oh, yeah. No kidding.
Yeah.
That is fucking annoying. That drives annoying.
And that is for you to decide for him not to be.
Yeah.
But, right. You know, that's the other component here.
Now, Rana, this cliffhanger got a lot of response. Oh, people really responded to this one and wrote in about how they had similar situations. But, you know, we'd love to hear from the distraught daughter. It hit a nerve. Hit a nerve. Yeah. But I hope this father got some help, or
I do too. Because I think it was complicated, this with the family dynamic, etc. But at the end of the day, this was seemed like someone was really sort of having a bit of a either a deterioration or a mental health crisis. So that's right. Would love to know what happened. Yeah.
And I would also say separately that I think all of season one of Hacks is available now, right?
Oh, on HBO Max. Oh, yeah. Right. And it's terrific. Really cut through the noise. People love it.
It's excellent. It's an excellent show.
Yeah, and I loved Gene Smart's office and that. I'd do anything.
Come
for
on, Rana.
Like, yeah.
Would she be in your, if she were in Marblehead, would she be someone you'd pal around with?
In my part of my group, part of my crew, my clatch.
Yeah.
No question. I knew it. If I was so lucky, I could be so lucky. Gene Smart's fabulous.
Sure, she is fabulous.
Absolutely fabulous. Our next question, by the way, still dirty. These are all filthy questions.
Nasty questions.
Yeah, truly
nasty,
filthy.
Nasty
ass. In the definition of filth.
Sure. Dirty.
Actual dirt. Yeah. But this one had a bit of a romantic twist. This was the guy who was, this I would really love to know, because this was also a mystery.
Yes.
This was the guy who, I've thought about this actually two or three times since we answered this question.
Honestly, thinking about it now, this was another mystery that needed to get solved. You need to write to us and tell us what happened.
This was better than the dog walker.
Totally agree.
Yeah.
Well, close race, but yes.
Yeah. This guy had a lover, a paramour.
Things were going in that direction, I think.
Who was always showing up after work in filthy clothes. And we don't mean, it seems like he wore these jeans yesterday.
No.
Yeah.
Like dirty pig pen style clothes.
Pig pen, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And so we supposed, well, anyway, they'll see what we supposed when they listen. So
yeah.
Take a listen. This was from Free Feed 77 with Greta Titelman.
She's
probably back on Nantucket by now.
I wonder if this mystery was solved. Should we get to this cliffhanger?
Yes, because I have strong feelings about this cliffhanger. I feel strongly. Well, we'll see. Okay. But why don't you read it, dear? Because I read it on the Free Feed.
You certainly did, Rana. For the first time in a long time, we remembered.
How do we do it?
Hello, Rana, Brian, and gorgeous guest. Not applicable. I'd be remiss if I didn't start by thanking you for the hours of unadulterated entertainment, superb suggestions, and of course, outstanding advice doled out over the past year.
Oh yeah, you're going to reread the compliment. Go ahead.
Why not? Yeah. I'd also like to quickly acknowledge Rana's crush on David Axelrod, because I too have a crush on David Axelrod. I also have a crush on Jake Tapper, and so consider myself a true Rana Bryan blend. Speaking of blends, I've now had both the Carriage House and Shades of Vanilla delivered. Excuse me.
Imagine those two fighting over you at a bar.
How fun.
It would be so fun because they're
Jake
both
Tapper would
so
get
smart.
Really nasty. It is well, my feeling.
Jake's, neither of them like to lose.
No.
But they true. Would go about it in different ways. But Jake would definitely be get frustrated if he thought he was going down with the ship.
Yep.
Yeah.
He'd probably get a little whiny.
Yeah.
Okay.
David now, probably has, you know, several numbers in his phone that he could call right after that.
I'm sure. And he would say, and he would look at Jake Tapper and then he'd look at you and he'd be like, should we put this little baby in a cab and get him home?
Yeah. Jake's Jake it's Tapper. Past Jake's bedtime, that yeah. sort of thing. Yeah. Yep. Don't you have to be up early for a broadcast tomorrow, Jake?
Exactly. Don't you have to scream at your TV tomorrow, Jake? Yeah. We're going to have a nice, relaxing place. Wind down in Georgetown now.
Yeah. Yep. Oh, I wouldn't mind though, having a drink with the two of them at Quill.
Sure. In the Jefferson.
Mm-hmm.
That would be nice, Rana.
We'll be back. We'll be back, dear. We're going to go to the Hanukkah party this year, so it's all going to work out.
I hope so.
Yeah, I'm working on it.
Now to the question.
Yeah.
I'm a 36-year-old gay man living in Brooklyn. I just started seeing someone in quarantine a few weeks ago.
Okay.
We met online, and it started as a hookup thing, but the hangs have become a little more date-like. We've okay. probably seen each other 5 or 6 times. We're getting along great, and the sex is really good. There's just,
what does more date like mean? They're having conversations?
They're having conversations. Maybe they've ordered Postmates afterwards.
But they haven't gone anywhere.
Probably not.
No. Okay, go on.
They're watching TV together, maybe.
Yeah, maybe they put on Drag Race or something.
Yep.
Yeah.
He sticks. It's like Elaine Boozler said.
It's Netflix and chill instead of just chill.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Are people still saying Netflix and chill? I don't think they are because that's all the pandemic ever was.
It's true. It really became, that was it.
You were going to quote Elaine Boozler. I apologize.
Oh, I was just going to say, you know, her joke. How does it go? Hang on. Oh, so I hear they came out with an ultra sensitive condom. Finally, something that sticks around after the man leaves.
Okay. All right, Booze, get okay. back to the question.
Okay. We're getting...
I'd like to go watch an Elaine Boozler special.
So would
I never wanted to watch them when they came out, but I bet it would be kind of fun to watch.
It would
now.
Be fun. You yeah. know, she dated Andy Kaufman forever, which is such a weird pairing. But
she probably made him laugh.
She probably did, but they're so
I don't think anything made
so
Andy Kaufman laugh. I think Andy Kaufman made himself laugh.
Yes,
but
I do
don't
too.
Think that anyone made Andy Kaufman laugh.
Correct. I think that's probably true.
Yeah.
We're getting along great. There's just one problem. He always shows up in the filthiest clothes.
Yeah.
I'm talking, it looks like, and Ron, it's cute. He said talking with like an apostrophe.
Yeah. Yeah.
It looks like he just came from a construction site dirty. Stains all over t-shirts and his pants look like he's been rolling down a dirt road for hours. He's a little bit younger than me, 30. So it could be some fashion choice, but it really doesn't feel like fashion if I'm being honest. I'd obviously feel terrible if it were a money thing, but he works in a very fancy New York restaurant where he must make good money. He also seems to have himself together financially, often takes Ubers, etc. I mean, how much would a few clean t-shirts from the thrift store cost anyways? He's always come to my place because I live alone, so I haven't seen his living space and thus can't glean anything from that.
Yeah.
Naturally, I've stalked him online, and the weirdest part is that in all his social media photos, there's no sign of these dirty clothes. He's not exactly wearing the fanciest garments, but everything looks clean, at least from what I can tell. Is he wearing filthy clothes just for me? My solution so far has just been to get him out of his clothes as fast as possible via sexual advances and then keep him out of them by saying how much I love to hang around naked. But the truth is, I don't. Is there any possible thing I can do or say without totally offending him or killing the momentum? He smells fine, thank God, and I'm not even a neat freak, but it's really starting to turn me off. I like the guy a lot and want to see where this goes, and so any advice is so much appreciated. Kiss, kiss, David. P.S. OMG, I forgot to mention, we're both vaccinated. I have asthma, and he's a service worker. XOXO.
Yeah. I have a
Please.
I have a question for David and I have a theory. And I'm wondering if you do too, Miss Maple, or if you don't.
I want you to hit it.
Okay.
Yeah.
My question to David. Well, shall I give you my theory or my question first?
Up to you.
My question to David, which sort of pushes my theory along, is whether on social media he's out. Because I think he is a construction worker, and I think he's straight or living straight.
But you think he's lying about being a waiter?
No, maybe he's also a waiter.
Okay.
But I think he looks like he came from a construction site because he came from a construction site. And I think he lives with his mother, and that's why he has enough money to take Ubers. And I think he is not out in his life. And so that even though he is enjoying his time with you, this is going absolutely no place because this guy, he's having a wonderful time with you because he's getting to be himself and be open and this and that. But I think he is living as a young straight man in New York, you know, lives with his mother in Queens or in Brooklyn or whatever, and works overnight construction probably, and also has another job probably working in the restaurant. If he's been very specific about the restaurant, you know, he seems to know what the restaurant is. And I think he looks nice on his Instagram because he's not at work. He doesn't like people to know that he does manual labor.
I was about to say, I think this guy, because when you first said filthy, I thought maybe just wrinkled and sort of unwashed, but this sounds like
a laundry pile, that sort of idea.
But this sounds like dirt on the clothes, which to me can only mean that he works in, like you said, in construction. I don't know what another explanation would be. I think an easy solution, if you were curious, would just be to say like, oh, you've got a lot of dirt on your clothes. Did you just come from construction or did you, what?
Did why you ride your bike here? Are you refinishing a house?
Have to be a rude question, but it's, I think it's only natural that someone would say like, oh, you got a lot of dirt on you. Is everything okay?
It is strange. It's also strange that he doesn't smell. So I'm wondering if he takes a shower at work. But then why wouldn't he bring a change of clothes? Maybe because the people at work would say, oh, you have a hot date. And then they'd start asking about that. And he doesn't want to have to talk about that.
I have another theory.
Yeah.
Maybe the first time you guys hooked up or met, he was wearing some sort of dirty masculine kind of clothes. Yeah. And maybe you commented on it as a turn on or something, or just said like, you're so manly or something. And maybe he's just wearing a costume for you. I don't know.
Well, there has to be a reason because on his Instagram, he's not wearing dirty clothes.
And it doesn't sound like it's, so he says he's a waiter, at least under your theory, a part-time waiter. It doesn't sound like it's like sauce or like ketchup or like something that you could easily link to.
Even if he
restaurant.
Rode his bike to your house, he wouldn't show up that dirty. He would show up sweaty, but he wouldn't show up dirty.
I mean, I also feel like Manhattan isn't that dirty. Like, you know, it's not sawdust everywhere or anything like that.
Yeah.
Unless you are doing construction. But I mean, it's dirty in a way of like stuff gets, you know.
He used the word filthy.
Filthy.
Yeah.
And I think you would know if it was like dirt fashion dirt or not.
Filthiest clothes. I'm talking it looks like he came just from a construction site dirt.
So he probably did. I don't know what other explanation there could even be.
You just say to him, I have to ask.
And by the way, Ronna,
I hate my guts for asking this question. I'm sorry if it's totally rude. But where did you come from? Why are you covered in dirt?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm a dog trainer.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you want to leave a change of clothes yet?
I wrestle in Central Park.
Yeah.
After.
Do you want to bring a change of clothes?
Yeah.
But also, he's not interested in a relationship with you. He's coming there to get what he's getting. And so he doesn't care that much about. I mean, I think he's having a great time, but I think.
But he said it's getting more date-like.
The getting right to the business. Okay. Well, then let's just say that's not how it started.
It did not start that way. Yeah. Also, I would say another thing to do is you're both vaccinated. Invite him to dinner. See what he wears.
Well, that's, I'm very curious about too. If you had an actual date, mm-hmm. A, would he go on the date?
Right. Because that and is B, like the next.
What would he wear?
That breaks an illusion in some regard.
Yeah. Yes. Would he go on the date? He might not if he was afraid of being seen in public with you.
Right.
If he's living a sort of double life.
Sure.
But it would be interesting to see if he showed up to the date in clean clothes.
I don't think it's an offensive question to say, or just a comment to say, wow, it looks like you really rolled around in the dirt today. Where are you coming from?
There's an elephant in the room. I mean, what's going on here?
Yeah. That is very
odd. I have to ask. I don't want you to take this the wrong way. I have to ask. I mean, this is like the 10th time we've hung out, so obviously I like you, but where did you come from?
And I will say this, you said, well, but he does smell nice. Rana, for guys, that can just mean deodorant.
I agree, and I also think with men, you just don't know. Men don't care. They all stink, and they don't care. And so the level of smell is,
right. Like we don't know what the threshold is here.
He probably doesn't smell good enough for me, but he might smell good enough for you.
Right.
Yeah. Or you might not mind his smell.
And it can be low key. It can even be like while you're undressing him, just be like, whoa, your clothes are so dirty. What happened?
Do you want me to wash these for you?
Yeah. Do you want to change your clothes? I mean, that is really wild.
Yeah. There's a
What's weirder to me is less that the clothes are dirty and more that you haven't commented on it.
No, they're both, it's equally weird. They're in a stalemate here.
I guess so.
Yeah. If this guy showed up in a pink tutu every time, it would be just as weird.
Maybe he comes from like field hockey or like football in the park or something. I don't know.
It is strange that he doesn't say, sorry about this. I was just playing.
That is strange. Maybe he thinks it's hot.
Yeah. Maybe it's his, it could be his fetish also.
Yeah.
That he wants someone who wants him in his dirtiest state possible. See if he'll still go for it.
Right. Does he ask you to go to the bathroom on him?
Good question.
Yeah. I mean, I guess PP is antiseptic, but the other isn't.
I would really like to say that I can't wait for a follow-up on this question.
That's true. Me too. Me too. There, please ask him. Or
we
and
always
you can do
want
it lightly
follow-ups on
and
all
joking.
Of our questions, but I really want
to. I do too. I
want
to know what he does, what he says. You've got to say something and say
let's
it nicely and with a joke, like Ron always
does. Let's get
suggests.
To the bottom of this mystery.
I think so.
Yeah.
Rana, do you still think he works in construction or do you think this is what the letter writer maybe wants to believe?
I think he either lives in with his mother. I think he works in construction and lives with his mother. Those were my suppositions.
Oh, that's right. That is what you thought. That's right. Of course.
Yeah.
And I just, I just want to know what you said, if you said, or if this thing just went nowhere, or maybe now this relationship has regressed to such a point that you're like, you know what? That was really rude that you would talk about my man like that. And you're mad at us.
Well, I loved your suggestion that they actually go on a date. So I'd love to know if they actually went on a date and if he actually wore something that wasn't covered in dust.
Correct.
So
see if
get on it, fella, write back to us and let us know.
That's right. All right, Rana, this is what we came here for.
Ugh.
The final cliffhanger that actually wasn't, I don't think, really a cliffhanger. But there's also, and by the way, that's because, I don't want to throw them under the bus, Rana, so I'm not going to say anything.
Well, why not? Throw anyone under the bus you want. It's your show.
Well, I guess your orders for this one were not followed to a T in terms of what a cliffhanger should, could, is. And so I think that's why I said it's technically not a cliffhanger, because I think Tony and there was some miscommunication, but I will defend them to the death. Rana, I will defend them to the death. So I shouldn't have even brought it up, except now I did. And now I'm wondering if maybe some of their money should come to a different place.
So in other words, Tony did half a job on this. Is that what
you're
telling
me? I don't think that's fair to say that, Rana, because he does such an, he over delivers in every other way. This was the one time he didn't.
So this question is actually just a Patreon question.
It is, Rana.
It's not a cliffhanger.
But this is an upside.
Yeah.
There's an upside because the free feed has never heard this question ever. It was Patreon only. So this question is new to the free feed as well as the answer.
Well, that gives me a little idea.
Yep.
Yeah. I don't hate that. I doubt it was on purpose. I'm sure Tony didn't think this through. Let me just say that.
Right.
But the upside to his era, pardon me. Yeah. I mean, I understand why he included this because it might be the dirtiest of all the questions. And again, we're talking about a public health issue.
Correct.
That's what we're talking about. Bubonic plague. But it does give me a little idea, which is that's true. When we do the cliffhangers, what we're really giving the free feed is content that they've never heard before. Questions that they've heard the question, they've never heard the answer.
Correct.
This is something where they haven't heard the question or the answer.
It's all brand new.
So who knows? Maybe when I'm taking my break a little bit later in the summer, maybe we'll give them a couple more questions that they, not just cliffhangers, but some things that they've never heard, which would be fresh content for the free feed.
A brand new experience.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, this one is, I mean, listen, it's gross. It's literally gross. So,
yeah. So don't, so if you're eating, I would suggest you stop.
And as Indiana Jones would say, it involves rats.
He'd say snakes. There was snakes.
But he said rats too, Rana. In Last Crusade, he said rats.
Did he?
Yeah.
Huh.
He said, oh, rats. And there were rats.
All right. Without further ado. All right, dear. Well, let's move on to this question because
this
question's going to send me under the table.
And I got to say, this is a real tone shift from the earnestness of before.
It certainly is. Let's lighten things up a little with this absolute, I mean, this is appalling.
Appalling.
Yeah.
You should read this one, Rana.
You think?
Yeah, why not?
All right. Dear Rana and Brian, I'm a recently single middle-aged fella trying to wrap my head around digital flirting and need some advice. Okay. Innocent enough.
Yeah.
A handsome younger man started messaging me on a popular social media platform. It's been fun to get some sexy pics, but he also recently acquired a couple of pet rats.
Ugh.
My time living in NYC.
There are perfectly good rats in New York City.
You don't need to go buy one.
Correct.
My time living in New York City left me with feelings about rats ranging between an aversion and a phobia. I've muted this young man to avoid seeing him kiss and share his plated meals with rats. He still sends me the occasional message. Do I say something or just delay any response to his nice dick pics long enough that he loses interest? Thanks, a fan. I made it.
I gotta say,
what is your question also?
I guess, how do I break up with someone who has pet rats that eat off his plate?
But what's the question? You don't want to look at his pictures. You don't want, you're not interested. So the question is either do you ignore him, do you block him,
right.
Do you say, move on, buddy? I mean, this is disgusting.
I wouldn't kiss someone if I saw a picture of them kissing a rat. That's
how about
not
sharing
I would
a steak
do.
With a rat? What exactly. Is this rat tattoo? He has a
and
fetish.
Again, I don't mean, I'm sure these rats that he has are friendly
lovely.
And
I'm
clean
sure lovely.
And all of this. Rats are very, very smart. They really are. But I couldn't do it. Sorry, I couldn't do it. And by the way, I also wouldn't appreciate if I saw a picture of someone kissing their dog or sharing their own plate with a dog.
Disgusting.
It's not the animal, it's the practice, but it's also a little bit the animal. I'll be honest.
Keep the dick pics for the wank bank, of course.
Yeah.
Wank bank, spank bank.
Spank bank.
What's the other one? Everybody was up in arms about what they say where they're from. Wank bank, spank bank is just like the dog pile, pig pile conversation.
Yes.
You know,
you grew
up either, so you know what a dog pile is or a pig pile?
Mm-hmm.
So you grew up and everybody said pig pile or dog pile, whichever were all the kids. And then it was regional. Some places they called it a dog pile. Some places they called it a pig pile.
What did you grow up saying?
Pig pile.
Oh, I grew up saying dog.
I think. Dog pile or pig pile? Pig pile, I think. Maybe dog pile. I can't remember now.
Do you say inline or online if you're waiting for something?
Queuing. I would wait online for something. No, I'd wait in line for something. Yeah.
I guess online's just New York.
Waiting online.
Or Long Island.
I was waiting online at the grocery store. Yeah. Yeah. Online. Yeah. Yeah. I would say online.
Okay.
Yeah.
I would say in.
Well.
And what do you call a Sprite?
We're never going to get along. What do you mean what I call a Sprite?
Or do you say soda, pop?
Oh, soda. Yeah.
Yeah. So pop, I grew up saying Coke.
Tonic. That's the other one. Everything's a Coke.
Everything was a Coke growing up.
A Fanta's a Coke.
I'll have a Coke. What kind? Sprite. Yeah.
No, they don't.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
What?
I don't know if they. Oh, yeah.
I'll have a Coke. What kind of Coke? Sprite?
Yep. What kind of Coke do you want? Yeah.
No.
That, I don't know if that was just Texas or maybe even the South.
Get out of here.
Yeah. 100% true. 100%.
A lot of people in New England say tonic, but I say soda.
Okay. Yeah. They do? They say tonic for like, I'll have a Coca-Cola?
Yeah.
Tonic?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Look, keep those dick pics for the wank bank. Spank bank.
You cannot.
Any bank.
I would not be able to handle seeing someone who not only owned rats, but couldn't get enough of them.
Look, let's be honest. He's going to find himself going back to look at that page a couple more times. Because you just can't believe it. I almost wish I knew what the page was because I want to go and I want to say I'm going to throw up looking at it. And then I want to go back and look at it.
I kind of want to see it too.
It's sort of like those HBO Real Sex specials. Where the most disgusting people in the world, have circus people having sex together. And you think, how could I ever watch this? And then you think, I'm in a hotel room, so I'm allowed to watch whatever I want in a hotel room. Yeah.
Exactly.
I could never watch this at home.
No, my walls would be stained with this. Yes. Rana, what would you do if I was like, Rana, I'm seeing someone who I really like, and then...
And he lives in a houseboat and he plays with lobsters all day. And,
I was going to say, I have seen a picture with him and a rat.
Yeah. To me, it doesn't matter. He plays with rats. He plays with crabs. He plays with lobsters.
Sort of the same thing, isn't it?
Yeah. He smells like fish.
Right.
As far as we know, he doesn't share his dinner plate with a lobster though.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't.
He feeds the dog from the table, I bet though.
Yeah. Well, the dog sits at the table. Yeah. And sometimes on the table. But he's so big now they can't move him.
Oh, God. Oh.
Oh, God, Rana.
We definitely gave excellent advice, I have to go lay down after even hearing that again.
I mean, that one, honestly, I think it's good that we ended with this one because this is the one that's going to end me, I think.
Well, I hope he kept those pictures for the wank bank. Though people get so upset if you don't call the wank bank what they want you to call it.
They want to call it a spank bank or something?
A spank bank, a wank bank, a something vault. They all have their ideas and they go nuts.
I've never
heard that, Ron. I've heard this. Well, I don't care what you've heard. Just because you live, you're regional. Pardon
you're
me.
You're sharing. That's right. You're doing the international dateline slang.
Yeah. That's
you're on the metric.
Regional expression. It couldn't possibly mean the same thing. But
your slang is metric and other people's is, imperial.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
What a fun show. Such a treat to be reminded of our excellent advice, don't you think?
Oh my God. I could listen to us do the right thing forever, Rana.
Thank you for joining us. We want to remind people, Negrana.com.
AskRunnerCoffee.com.
It's the beverage of the summer. They both are, really.
We've got your beverages on lock. You want iced coffee, AskRunnerCoffee.com. You want a delicious, special hit of the party, knock it out of the park drink, you'll go to Negrana.com.
Yeah, and of course, I'm encouraging people, if they buy more than one, to turn those bottles into candlesticks, like at an Italian restaurant.
I love that. I used to love going to those restaurants.
Yeah.
It always amazed me.
Yeah. So there you are.
Very old school.
All right, dear. I adore you. Until next week.
Kiss, kiss.
And for the Patreons, always, of course, join us at patreon.com. Ask Rana. If you want to get the answers to
all
your cliffhangers
this and more.
Faster than waiting for, a culled edition, that's the place to go. And if you want questions about people sending dick pics with pet rats, then that's the place to get
that's
them.
Who
does that's not a niche audience,
but we're having it's so intimate over there, we're having so much fun. It just is a kick.
We do have a blast in the carriage house.
It's
I have
so
to
fun.
Say
because we get to be our we get to be a little looser.
It's just the two of us
yeah
and our chips
and our friends.
Yeah. That's so right. Don't be a dip. Sign up for patreon.com/askgarana.
That's right. That's right.
Kiss, kiss.
Kiss, kiss. 6969. Ugh.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lori Watson and the co-host of Foreplay.
I'm your co-host, George Fowler, former firefighter, your couple's therapist who loves to talk about sex.
Woo, let's discuss everything about the best sexual techniques to building your emotional intimacy, which is really necessary for great sex.
We bring sound, concrete tools to reframe your relationship problems and learn how to fall in love again and feel desire.
Listen to Foreplay Radio on the iHeart app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.